Hall would have been a different story. They wouldn't have gotten him. 7 o'clock on the Noggin at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Let's check news right now.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is getting set to address the nation for the first time since he dropped his re-election bid Sunday. And Vice President Harris' campaign reports a total of $126 million in donations since she took his place. CBS's Jared Hill.
Vice President Kamala Harris held her first rally as a 2024 presidential candidate.
We have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
In a suburb of Milwaukee, where just last week, former President Donald Trump accepted the GOP nomination, Harris pledged to take him on.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
She campaigns in Indianapolis today, Mr. Trump in North Carolina. Protesters are gearing up ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress today. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Relatives of hostages held in Gaza chanted, "Bring them home now and seal the deal." The brother of one of the hostages said it's a message to Netanyahu, but also U.S. lawmakers.
This is an urgent issue and it needs to be solved right now. This is the last chance.
The protesters want Israel to agree to the latest ceasefire deal.
Netanyahu's also expected to meet with President Biden and with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Meta has just announced it's removed about 63,000 social media accounts tied to a financial sextortion ring operated out of Nigeria. Meta's security team says most of the Yahoo Boys targets were adult men in the U.S., and most attempts were unsuccessful. Hundreds of wildfires burning in western Canada are sending thick smoke into parts of north and southwest U.S. CBS News Colorado's Dylan Thomas.
The view of Denver's skyline, nearly invisible from mere miles away. But the views, those are the least of concerns for most. Cheryl Magsiman, professor with the Department of Environmental and Radiological Health at CSU, says health scares spike.
We see both increases in hospitalizations, emergency department visits, physician visits.
Some may experience sneezing, coughing, and itchy eyes. For others, it's life-threatening.
S&P futures are down 39. They're celebrating in Salt Lake City and in Paris over this morning's announcement from the IOC.
The 27th Olympic Winter Games 2034 are awarded to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Organizers gave Salt Lake exclusive negotiating rights last year, fast-tracking the process. This year's Summer Games just getting underway in Paris. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Board supervisor gave up his seat to become the temporary chief of the county. The Racine County Board unanimously approved the appointment of Thomas Roanhouse as interim county executive last night. To take the role, he had to resign as the 18th district supervisor. Roanhouse has a 15-year track record in county public service, including roles as county board supervisor and chairman. The interim executive will serve until December 19th, when a special election will determine the new county executive. It's a result of the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave. Two men are in serious condition following a boat explosion on Lake Michigan yesterday. It happened near Waukegan in the afternoon, with rescue teams finding a 25-foot powerboat engulfed in flames. The Coast Guard and the Illinois DNR Conservation Police were part of the response. A former Case High School event staff worker has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lizema, who pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges in May, was accused of giving the student a ride home, giving her marijuana, and then sexually assaulting her. Kamala Harris launched her presidential campaign with a rousing rally at West Allis Central High School yesterday. Her speech covered topics like abortion, unions, and expanded government programs. The Secret Service was patting people down as the director of that agency stepped down yesterday. She had been under fire for the coverage that almost led to the assassination of former President Trump. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
is the most improved Packer player? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers continue training camp practices. One player who came into camp in tip-top shape is running back A.J. Dillon, who was only given a one-year extension on his contract this spring.
I don't feel any outside pressure. Like, I'm so at peace with just I worked my tail off, and I know I'm working harder than I've ever worked, ever.
This will be Dillon's fifth season in Green Bay. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is the best I've seen him, hands down, and I think he would tell you the same. He came back in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Baseball, after a nearly 90-minute rain delay, the Brewers were in a scoreless tie until the eighth, when Milwaukee's Bryce Durang drove in the game's only run, the Brewers beating the Cubs in Chicago by a final score of 1-0. The series wraps up today with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Just on a Caribbean cruise. I was working there. Anybody ever been on a Caribbean cruise?
No, it's real stupid.
You pay $3,000 to ride around the Caribbean on a luxurious ocean liner, eating expensive French food and drinking champagne while you visit poor, crappy little countries. What's the point of this? What are they burning over there? Let's go back to the ship. They have caviar. I don't like to go to other countries, though, because first thing you do when you go to other country, right, you get there, they want to exchange money. I'm sorry, I have money. I don't need to exchange money. So they make you give them perfectly good American money, and they give you back something that looks like birthday napkins for a five-year-old. All these stupid colors, pictures of people you've never seen. This is our queen. Oh, that's an ugly woman. Devalue this. No idea how much this stuff is worth. You see, there's 4 bobos to the dollar, 18 gazingas to the bobo, 40 hagangis to the... And pretty, you just go, look, take what you want, I'm a moron.
And good morning at 7:07 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And with me, Corey Sebastian, your alderman from the 15th District. I still feel funny saying all. It never bothered me before to say alderman to a woman. All of a sudden they came up with alder, and now it bothers me. It gets, and I like, it comes out of my mouth, alder. And I say alder woman, alder lady, alder person. Alder person was for a while. Alder. I don't know what to say, but you say alderman's fine.
I'm very old school. I'm very, very fine with alderman.
Okay. So Corey Sebastian's district is the 15th district, as far north as you can get with still staying in the city of Racine. That's right on the borderline. It's really on the cusp of what, Caledonia?
Absolutely, yep.
And that's your district, and that's where you live.
Yes, we live in our districts.
And your restaurant, though, is not in your district. It's actually in Caledonia.
Correct. A restaurant's so in Caledonia.
Must be right over the border, though. It's real close.
Very close. Very, very close.
So if you throw a dish in the air, you might hit Racine with it.
So my restaurant's about 2 miles away from Racine, but from where I live, you could throw a dish and hit Caledonia.
And that's Sebastian's restaurant we're talking about there on Douglas.
Yes.
Douglas Avenue.
Douglas and 5 Mile.
It's Douglas until you hit what? Then it stops being Douglas Avenue.
It's always 32.
Right.
I think it's Douglas all the way until 38, I want to say, like, or to State Street.
Until you hit Montreal, Canada.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so you grew up where now?
So I grew up in Milwaukee. However, I've spent the majority of my life in Racine, I would say. Probably half and half.
And so you grew up in Milwaukee, you go to school where?
So I went to a very small private grade school in Milwaukee, and then we moved to Racine when we opened the restaurant. So I went to grade school and high school down here for a couple of years at Prairie, and then I went back to high school in Milwaukee for 2 years, and then came back down to Prairie, and then went to college in Milwaukee.
Does that screw you up? Because you got to say hello to friends, goodbye to friends, make new friends, better friends, worst friends. No friends?
It just means I make more friends.
Well, you got a bubbly personality, so you can pull it off. But if you're a quiet person and all of a sudden, I got to make all new friends. And the friends you leave always say, well, we'll stay in contact. You never hear from them again. unless they need money, then you'll hear from them.
Right? No, I've been pretty fortunate. I have a group of friends that I've been friends with since kindergarten, then through grade school, through high school, through college, and even till today. So I've been lucky. I've been very lucky to be surrounded by a lot of great people.
Okay. What made you pick public service?
Going back to the people topic, I love people. You know, some people are people, some people aren't. And especially being in the hospitality industry, my true love for people started there. And I really became involved with the nonprofit community and fell in love with people even more. And from there, I thought, what can I do more than just that? And here I am, Alderman of District 15.
Do people at the restaurant come up to you ever and say, hey, Corey, I like the steak is good, but I want to talk to you about that noise in my neighborhood with the cars racing up and down the street.
I have no idea what you're talking about at all.
Do they ever come up and start complaining? Yeah. Do people never have anything nice to say?
Yes, absolutely. It goes back and forth. I'm really fortunate. I do believe I have the best district, but it goes back and forth. Sometimes there are folks that find me and, you know, let me know what's going on that they would like to see fixed. But also at the same time, people find me and say how well things are going at the same time. So it's a both and both, but I'll say I get it probably more at the grocery store than I do at work. But it happens at work, too.
I know, you know, and people come up to me, Don, when are you going to bring back Tradio, which, by the way, hasn't been around for the last 25 years on radio? When are you going to bring back Tradio? What are you talking to me for? I don't own the place. But they always come up. Now, people come up with nice things to say. I heard you say something on the radio that was wrong the other day. I don't know. I'm on the air for 120 hours a day. Which thing did I say was wrong? And, you know, I don't mind it. They come up to me all the time and talk to me. But when you're an alderman, they come up and complain a lot because nobody says, you know, Corey, this district is running great. Thanks. They'll never say that. They'll always say, especially in the 4th District, we have Alderman David Mack is our alderman in the 4th District.
Good friend.
And he's got North Main Street. And it's like the Great Lakes Dragway out there in the summertime. And it runs, especially on the weekends, all night. You hear these cars going up Main Street. Nothing you can do about it. I don't know what you're going to do other than, you know, put spike strips across the
street.
Well,
it's funny you bring that up. One of the things that we're considering is a speed hump program throughout Reseda, actually.
Oh, then they'll go flying onto your front lawn.
Hopefully not. The goal is that no cars end
speed
up on
speed bumps
lawn.
Where?
Speed humps.
Oh, speed humps.
I, they're very different. I just
Are
learned
they really?
This. Yes.
Okay, what's
I just
the difference?
Learned this. So a speed hump is actually... It goes on top of the road. It's black and kind of rubber, and it gets applied on top of the road.
Oh, I've
and
seen. Where, yes.
Yes.
They
and
have one already.
There's one. Yeah, there's two right now, and there's one on this side of town.
Yes, I've seen. I've seen those. They're, yeah, like rubber things.
Yes,
and they have an,
yes. No, take a wild guess. How much does one of those cost to install?
There's probably a lot of money.
Yes, I know. I asked that, and I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. But and then a speed bump.
Give us the area. How much does it cost? A lot?
Yes. So roughly, depending with installation, yeah. About $15,000.
Whoa!
I know, but things cost money these days, you know?
$15,000? I get a whole new bathroom for that,
right?
New tubs and new everything.
Well, hopefully no one speeds through your new bathroom then.
Whoa! So that's a speed, yeah, the speed hump.
And then a speed bump is when it gets actually
there's one
built
on North Main,
into
I think.
The road. A speed hump?
Going up to 4 Mile, I think I've run over one. It's not that, it's not like a speed bump.
No.
Because those things make your car fly if you don't see them. You ba-boom, all of a sudden you lose an axle and you look in your rearview mirror and there it is. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking of putting them where?
Well, so it's going to be a part of a process where, again, this is all brand new. And we started at DPW and I believe if it hasn't gone to Common Council, it's going to Common Council. So neighbors can request it. They can sign a kind of a petition to get them going on their streets, things like that, because they are very pricey. So again, it's a brand new project, but I would say that one of the number one complaints as aldermen that we receive is the speeding problem. So I think it's a good stepping stone and a good start to try to address that.
It's also the noise problem. My wife looked into this. And you could buy stuff for your car that gives it that vroom, 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 that big motorcycle sound.
Correct.
I know motorcycles are allowed to do it. I know that. Mm-hmm. But cars aren't. Mm-hmm. And we see these low-to-the-ground cars. I see the same cars, and they, it's just, it's loud. During the daytime, all right. But at night, at 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. I mean, enough already.
Right.
Some of us do have to wake up in the morning and go to work.
Be on the morning show, you know. Yeah. Get up at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, people in their cars and their loud cars and things like that. It's a status symbol for some folks. And I'll tell you what, who doesn't like it the most? My dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So that not only are they waking me up, but they're waking the neighbors up if the cars didn't wake them up in the first place.
We heard, I thought there were firecrackers the other day. It turns out they're building a porch on a neighbor's house and they were hammering at night. But, you know, the 4th of July, you're lucky if you can get the fireworks over by the 8th of July.
Right.
Our neighbor across the street, he used to light them off all night long for the week after the 4th of July. And you could turn him in, and he says, all right, I won't do it. Then he does it the next day again. Then he does it the next day again until he's finally, they threw him out of the house, and he's gone. I don't know where he went, and I don't care. But I don't know if I'm just getting old and crotchety. These things never used to bother me. I think they bother my wife more than they bother me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would say for the majority of all dog owners, it bothers them the most.
I know. We used to, on the 4th of July, we gave our dog Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. I actually, my dogs were prescribed sedatives for those specific thunderstorms, 4th of July, things like that, because they just couldn't. You know, couldn't deal with it. And I don't blame them. They don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm on the parade route on the 4th of July.
Yeah, in the 4th district,
that,
I mean.
And that pre-parade with the fire engines and the police cars and the sirens, the dog was running and hiding, trying to find a spot. Mm-hmm. We had to give the dog a Benadryl. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we took the dog and put her to the kennel for the 4th of July just to get her out of the neighborhood for that night and day and just get him out of there and just,
right,
you know.
So she's not, you know, not stressed out and things like that. They would prefer the quiet than all of that jazz.
We had three dogs.
Okay. Another dog person loved it.
Yeah. We're talking to 15th District Alderman. It's going to take a while. Corey Sebastian is here. More talking with Corey coming up in just a moment at WRJN. Looking for a sunshiny day today with a high near 74. Mostly clear tonight. Lows around 64. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 76. Right now, cloudy, 68 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel. Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549. If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. And good morning, 7:21 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Corey Sebastian, your 5th district alderman.
15.
What'd I say?
5th.
Well, I forgot the one. 15th district alderman. Is that's because I can't think. I've got 20 things I'm thinking about, and that's like the 21st.
I can only
do 20. Got a question for you here. Now, I'm not going to ask your age. I don't care. But people are talking about things that were normal in the 1990s that are either rare or non-existent today. This is from the 1990s. A Discman plugged into a cassette tape with a wire to play music in your car. We used to have that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Do you remember that?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, you'd have to have the how many non-skips on your Discman, you know, if it was, like, kind of rattling in your car. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Some of the original cars in the 50s, they put a record player in there. Could you imagine driving with a record player in
the
car?
Absolutely not. And I haven't seen that before, which is surprising.
Who came up with that? I can't believe they actually installed it. Being unreachable with no one thinking that was unusual or rude.
Oh, I miss those days.
So do I. I do,
those
too.
Those were the best days.
I'll tell you, the only time I had trouble with it is when I moved from, I used to live in Atlanta, and I moved from Atlanta to Milwaukee, and I had to do it in the middle of the night because the radio station I was working at in Atlanta wouldn't let me off early. So I left home at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I drove straight through with my cockatiel bird in the car. Right to Milwaukee with no cell phone, no way to contact anybody in the middle of the night. I was driving on the interstate all by myself, and there was no way to contact anybody. And I didn't think much about it then, because in the 70s, there was no cell phone. But I think now, my mother said to me, every time you stop for gas, you make a phone call to me. Call collect. And I did.
Good mom.
You know, I think back now, I don't know if I'd feel... I leave home and I forget my cell phone to come here, and I'm only 10 minutes away. And it's like,
seriously,
I forgot my phone.
So my dad was telling me the story. He was driving across the desert, and he's pulling a trailer. He has his two dogs, and he doesn't have cell phone service, and he's about to run out of gas, and he has no idea where the next gas station is. I was like, well, what did we learn? Let's fill up our tank. We haven't learned that yet. But he's like, I'm panicking. Like, what do I do? I was like, I don't know. What'd you do back in the day?
My wife and I do a lot of road trips, especially before COVID we did. We traveled, you know, across the country to Wyoming and so forth. And if I see the tank is just below a half, I look for a gas station. Because how about that side? Next gas station, 76 miles. What?
Right.
76 miles? I only got 50 miles left in my tank.
Right.
And I start, you know, the heart palpitation and the all that kind of stuff. How about this? Card catalogs to find books at the library. Now, we have people from the library on every month, and we always talk about that because everything's on the computer now. Mm-hmm. But They actually, I think they still have the card catalog thing there, but I don't think there's any cards in it.
Oh, so I'll tell you what. I was really bad at that, like at or like going through the card catalog and then finding the book on the shelf. I don't know if I was just too impatient and was like, I don't know, I don't see it right away, but I absolutely remember them. And now I feel like they use card catalogs as like kind of boho, like furniture now.
That's what it's like. It's like, yeah, it's like a furniture piece in there, yeah, where they put things on top of it.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's
a
good one.
Yeah, they have it there, but they don't use it. How about the Yellow Pages? We used to find phone books every month or every few months on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the last time a phone book or the Yellow Pages wound its way into my house.
Well, hopefully we're saving a lot of trees because we would just get them all the time, right? How about the White Pages?
I'm talking about the regular phone book. Yeah.
Right, like how to find people's phone numbers. Let me just pull out this giant book with everybody's phone numbers in it and their address.
I remember that when I lived in New York, the New York phone book was like 7 inches thick.
Right.
It had everybody in it. Nowadays, landlines are rare. I remember when we got rid of our landline, I couldn't breathe. My wife said, "We're getting rid of the landline." She said, "If you still can't breathe in 6 months, we'll put it back." You know, I was like, "Get oxygen, get rid of the landline."
My dad actually just reinstalled the landline. He's like, "Just to be old school like that."
And how about this? Taking your disposable camera to get developed.
Oh, man.
We used to have the photo mats near us when I was growing up. I used to go to photo mat. Do you remember those?
No, it was Walgreens. It was Walgreens all day. But that was the best when you take it in and you don't know what kind of photos you're going to get. And you get them and you're going through them. Most of them were garbage. But, you know, the couple good ones that were great were like, yes, yes. None of this retaking selfie situation. But I miss those days. Oh, and what I used to love. At weddings, people would put them on tables and people would just take random photos throughout the wedding and then they'd give them developed. It would be part of their wedding album. I loved that. I thought that was really cute.
When I brought I brought a whole bunch of rolls of film that I found laying in the house. And who knows what was on them. I brought them to Walgreens and the person behind the counter was pretty young and she was looking at it like the apes from 2001 A Space Odyssey, looking at that monolith trying to figure out what it was.
I think I read about this in a book once. Yeah,
I think my grandparents once told me a story about
right,
film.
About film.
And one time I had to bring a roll of black and white in, and that was like, whoa, what do I do with this? I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
I said, can you have this in an hour? He said, no, we send out film. We don't do it here now. They have the machine back there, but for this person didn't know how to work it.
Most people probably don't know how to use them these days.
Yeah, but they're like the apes of 2001 looking at that thing. There was something else I'd ask you about that. Now I forgot what it was. If I don't say it, it goes flying out of my head.
I don't know anything about that.
So 15th District Alderman,
yes.
That's at the North End.
Yes.
Do you have any aspirations to be mayor, county board supervisor, you know, things like that?
Well, that question I get asked a lot. And my standard answer is we'll see. One of the things that I say with my life is, I take each day at a time and we'll see what is presented to me and where the road takes me. So far, it's been working pretty well, and I like to keep it
that
way.
You're busy. You got
forward.
The restaurant. You got...
I got the restaurant. I had the nonprofits. Got council.
What do you do? Which nonprofit do you work for?
So I volunteer, so I sit on a handful of boards. I would say my biggest number one love is the Racine YMCA. I just love everything that they do with their social programs and what they do with the kids and the YLA and the heart of the people that work there. Other than that, the Racine Community Foundation, the United Way, Ascension Foundation, Wisconsin, the state Ascension Foundation, the Racine Zoo. What other ones am I missing right now?
So what do you do with the Racine Zoo?
I'm on the board for the Racine Zoo.
Are you really?
Yes. So I'm on the board for all of these organizations. And then I, you know, I have a couple committees that I sit on in addition to that. But I got to give shout out to Beth, the Racine Zoo. What they do
there
is just
incredible. She
comes
in every month.
Yeah, she's just absolutely incredible. Yeah. What they do at the zoo is just really amazing. And it's just such an asset to Racine. And it's just incredible that we're able to have a zoo like that on the lake in Racine, and I really think it's a great draw. I'm really proud of what
they do.
What
people don't realize is, and I talked about this with Beth Heidorn from the zoo, that, you know, a lot of people don't go to the zoo in the wintertime because it's cold out, but the animals still have to eat all winter.
Mm-hmm.
They still need medical care all winter.
Exactly.
And I talked to the gentleman from the Lake Geneva Safari,
mm-hmm.
Who used to be the Jungle Jim.
Yeah.
Now, Jungle, not Jim, Jay. Who runs the, he owns the Lake Geneva Safari. And he says, yeah, we're closed for about, you know, several months out of the year, but the animals still have to eat. They still need medical care, and the money's got to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so we really got to generate it the months that were opened up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people think, well, they put the animals in the mothballs and bring them out again in the summertime. Right. No, it doesn't work like
that. No, they still cost the same.
Constant fundraising.
Right, exactly.
Hold in there. Can you stay a little while longer or no?
What?
Did you stay a little while longer? Yeah. You don't serve breakfast at your restaurant anyway,
No,
right?
I do not.
Okay, good. All right, it's about 7:30. Corey Sebastian, our 15th District Alderman, is here. We'll talk more with Corey coming up in just a moment. 7:30 at WRJN Radio. Let's take a trip to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. And Stuart J. Waddles is there with the news. And Stuart, what do you have for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Board supervisor gave up his seat to become the temporary chief of the county. The Racine County Board unanimously approved the appointment of Thomas Roanhouse as interim county executive last night. To take the role, he had to resign as the 18th district supervisor. Roanhouse has a 15-year track record in county public service, including roles as county board supervisor and chairman. The interim executive will serve until December 19th, when a special election will determine the new county executive. It's a result of the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave. Two men are in serious condition following a boat explosion on Lake Michigan yesterday. It happened near Waukegan in the afternoon, with rescue teams finding a 25-foot powerboat engulfed in flames. The Coast Guard and the Illinois DNR Conservation Police were part of the response. A former Case High School event staff worker has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Justin Lizema, who pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges in May, was accused of giving the student a ride home, giving her marijuana, and then sexually assaulting her. Kamala Harris launched her presidential campaign with a rousing rally at West Allis Central High School yesterday. Her speech covered topics like abortion, unions, and expanded government programs. The Secret Service was patting people down as the director of that agency stepped down yesterday. She had been under fire for the coverage that almost led to the assassination of former President Trump. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There's a lot to be excited about at North Central Technical College, as they have a brand new meat lab housing the school's new pasture-to-plate butchery program. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and culinary instructor Chef Brock Decker says that this unique program offers hands-on experience and industry-standard training, preparing graduates for successful careers in the meat industry.
The student generally comes in for a six-hour lab period, and whether that period includes being off of campus and on the farm, all the way then back to the campus itself. Sometimes a little bit of that is book learning. We have to understand what safe food safety is, right? And how we, what temperatures we can handle on meat at, those kinds of things. What kinds of safety precautions we have to take. But that's why we have a huge cold lab in place right now. So after the student learns the facts of the matter, they get to then go into the cold lab and they spend 6 hours breaking down animals. It's a heck of an experience, and it's very closely models what they would be doing in industry.
I'll have more agribusiness news right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The National FFA organization has announced the 16 finalists for its 2024 Top Achievement Awards: the American Star Farmer, American Star in Agribusiness, American Star in Agricultural Placement, and American Star in Agri-Science. And Ethan Lulich from the Mawson FFA chapter is one of four finalists in the American Star in Agricultural Placement category. Lulich won the Wisconsin Star in Agricultural Placement in 2023. His supervised agricultural experience consists of working on his family's business, Lulich Landscaping, LLC. You can learn more about him as well as find all of the finalists and other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Did you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get out of here! When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away, and it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream! What are we, stupid?
Good morning. It's 7:36. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day. Man, this week's going fast. Coming up later today, the Brewers take on the Cubbies out in Chicago, 12:45 p.m. It's called the Businessman Special. They used to do it, call those afternoon games, because all the back in the 50s and 40s, all the businessmen took off from work and hit out at the ballpark. And they're doing it again today, I guess. So that's 12:45. That's our broadcast time here at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 74. Cloudy right now, 68 degrees here at Radio Park. 15th District Alderman. I still get hung up on that word. Corey Sebastian is here. So let's talk about your district. You're the most northern district of Racine. By the way, when I first moved here, I didn't know what an alderman was. They didn't have aldermen where I came from. Okay. And I said, what do they do? And they said, well, they kind of watch over. This was when I was in Milwaukee radio. Mm-hmm. They kind of watch over the city. I said, and do what? And they said they're just responsible for their little areas to make sure that they're in good shape. Mm-hmm. So I ask you, you said when I spoke to you on the phone, 15th district in good shape.
I certainly think so.
Now, do you walk the streets a lot? Do you get, travel around?
You know, I walk around a fair amount. I feel like I do a lot of driving. But I really, I love going through my district and seeing how much pride people take in their homes. I love seeing the perfectly cut lawns. I love seeing everyone's beautiful flowers.
Wait a second. Not everyone's got a beautiful cut lawn.
I'm saying I love seeing the ones that do.
No, okay. Okay, so in our district, there was a guy across the street. Nice guy. I knew him, knew him. And he had medical problems, so he went to live somewhere else, but he still owned the house. And the grass, he could have a tiger hunt on the front lawn. It was up to my thighs. It was very high. And he just didn't mow it. Finally, the city said, we're mowing it. Mm-hmm. You had your chance, and now we're going to do it. He wound up having to sell the house. It was such disrepair and everything. I felt bad for him because his house was left to him. And he's an older guy now. But it's an eyesore in the neighborhood. It was really bad. He never kept it up. Mm-hmm. And he had old stuff laying all over the driveway, and the house looked terrible. I went up there to see. He had a note on the door once, and I almost fell through the porch. I mean, it was mm-hmm. that bad. And finally, they sold the house. And I'm watching the number of, those giant dumpsters they have, those big yard ones? Mm-hmm. I'm watching about 6 dumpsters come and go, and that was just the garage area. I mean,
yeah.
But I remember we had an alderman in our neighborhood, Jim Kaplan. The guy next to him was setting off fireworks And somebody called Jim Kaplan. He went down in front of the house. He said, knock it off. Don't set off another firecracker. And the guy did. And Jim Kaplan turned around and said, you think I'm kidding? I mean, that's it all of it. They come right down in the middle of the day and start screaming at somebody for setting off fireworks.
That reminds me of a story last year. It was right before Mother's Day. And I received a call from a couple neighbors. And I like to refer to my constituents as neighbors because it's a neighborhood. So I received a call from a neighbor of this house has just been, it's been vacant. The lawn is awful, the whole thing. So I drive by and it is, it's terrible. And the people across the street, again, there are people who take so much pride. And like I said, this lot had been vacant and it's Mother's Day weekend. And I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? This is on a Saturday. Well, as I'm leaving, there's a lawn mowing company across the street, or like doing someone's lawn across the street. I walk up to dude. I was like, give you $50 if you do this one across the street. And he's like, yep, no problem. I gave him $50 and he took care of the whole lawn. And I called them up. I said, consider this your Mother's Day present so you at least don't have to look at this eyesore for the weekend over your Mother's Day.
Oh, look at you.
I was like, that's what I can do right now, just in the interim.
Yeah, but don't tell people that you're willing to pay out of your own pocket.
It was a special thing for
Mother's Day. I know, but people say, well, you paid for them.
Okay, never mind. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
You did it for them.
It didn't happen.
You know, occasionally we used to take requests to say, okay, I'll play it. Then somebody would call up, will you play a song for me? Well, you played it for them. Why can't you do it?
Yeah.
So you can't do it once. Why don't you do it once? Do you ever have, not arguments, maybe in your mind, because you don't argue with people, you said, maybe
argue with people, but
maybe you see an alderman of a different district and you say, oh, you're doing it wrong. You got to take care of this. Do you ever butt into somebody else's district or does your thought stop at the boundary line?
I wouldn't say stops at a boundary line because we have our own districts, but all of our districts are part of the city as a whole. So we're just one, each district is one piece of the overall puzzle. So you want to consider that overall puzzle as a part of what you do, right? But as far as, you know, how people want to take care of their neighbors is based on what their neighbors tell them and what they think is right. So I don't really, you know, I know what my neighbors tell me and I follow what, you know, do my best to do what they want. And so I hope that the other aldermen do that as well. So, you know, as long as, you know, it's an overall picture with little puzzle pieces and I mind my business.
Here's the only time I had a problem. You don't call it the Common Council. What do you call it?
Yeah, Common Council.
Common Council, okay. There was a box truck parked in front of my house every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the license plate was expired. And it was a guy across the street. He was being a real jerk about it. And I went over there and he slammed the door in my face if I didn't like it too bad. And I said, all right. So I called the police. And there's nothing we could do about it. I said, first of all, the license plate expired a year and a half ago. You should be able to do something about that. Well, we can't do anything about it. So I went to the council. And this is when it was, I don't know, is it still on Channel 25? They still broadcast the council
meetings?
No, they
don't. It is live, but it's live on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's not on TV anymore.
How can you stop doing that, huh?
They did before I became a council member. They've told me why, and I just don't remember. I apologize. No.
Okay.
But yeah, no.
So anyway, I went down there, and I stood before him, and I knew some of the people on there at the time. And they were all, oh, what do you have to say? And I said, here's what I'm going to do. I told them the whole story about the box truck parked in front of my house and nobody's doing anything about it. I said, I spoke to U-Haul. I'm renting a box truck for 3 months for the entire summer. I'm going to put each one of your names in a hat. I'm going to pull one of the names out and I'm parking that box truck for 3 continuous months in front of your house. I already have the deal. I can make it with U-Haul right now and go pick it up. If that box truck is still there in the next few days, I don't know who it's going to be. I'm going to do it at random. And you're going to wake up every morning during the summer with a U-Haul box truck parked in front of your house.
You sound like me, Doc.
Now, if you
hilarious.
Don't want that to happen, let's do something about this. 2 days later, the truck was gone.
Oh, you sound like me.
But you know what? I don't like I don't like threatening people. And that's what it came down to. I had to threaten somebody to get something done. This is several years ago. This isn't recently.
I know, but that's there were some issues with some leaf collection in my district, and I was getting a lot of calls about it. And to the point where, again, I was going and collecting the leaves for some elderly folks that were unable to go to Pearl Street and things like that. And I called DPW. Sorry, guys. Actually, they're amazing. I love the DPW guys. And I was like, if you don't pick up these leaves, I'm going to pick up the leaves and I'm going to put them on your desk in your office. And I'm new at this time. And they're like, seriously, Corey? I was like, well, we don't want to find out, do we? And I was like, you don't know me yet. Like, you don't know my personality, but let's not figure out if that's true or not. But I got to give a shout out to the boys at DPW. I think they do an amazing job. Or the gentlemen at DPW.
And if you don't clean up after your dog, to put the dog dirt on your desk. No, you're going to find a baggie on your desk.
No, but I must say the gentlemen with Department of Public Works, they do an excellent job and they're so understaffed and they just pound the pavement every day. And I'm so thankful for everything they do for the city.
Well, that's great.
It's true. They do like all the desk. Stuff that we don't like. People don't realize like everything that's involved with public works. I mean, it's how we live. You know, and I am a huge, you know, my father's a former firefighter. I love the fire department. I love the police department. Those are givens, right? But, you know, trash, roads, ice. I mean, we can't live without any of these pieces a part of the puzzle. I think everyone really matters. I do. I believe
you know,
that.
I always say, I don't know how people in the 1800s survived. I had no electricity for 22 hours last week.
The storm?
No, it wasn't a storm. Oh. No, this is before the storm.
Okay.
It was this beautiful sunny day, but somebody's tree swayed and pulled out two lines. So in 22 hours without electricity. And, of course, you walk into the room, you're always turning on light switches, even though there's no electricity.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's just habit.
And I said, I learned one thing. I would never want to live in the 1800s. Now, they didn't know electricity, so they didn't miss it. But if I had to go back in time, like Michael J. Fox did in Back to the Future, and go back to the 1800s, I couldn't survive. I couldn't do it.
I was a good Girl Scout, so I feel like I would be okay.
Yeah, but Girl Scouts didn't know how to make the air cooler. They knew how to start a fire, but right? they didn't know how to make cool.
Right. Good point.
And this Sunday was one of the hottest days,
mm-hmm.
and it was humid. Now, luckily, my house retained a lot of the air conditioning during 22 hours, and my wife pulled up an old generator my son had given us for Christmas. They would just power a light bulb, basically. But it was enough to power a small fan.
That's what matters.
And all night long, because I got to sleep with a fan on. Hang in there. I got some more complaints. Not complaints. Corey Sebastian is here, 15th District Alderman. And more with Corey coming up in just a moment. 746 at WRJN Radio.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Good morning, I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us here 7:49 on your Wednesday morning local news timeless. It's WRJN Plus, 15th District Alderman. I still have trouble with that word. Alderman Corey Sebastian is here. Also the owner of, are you the owner?
Co-owner, yep.
Oh, the co-owner, okay, of Sebastian's Restaurant on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia.
Yes, sir.
It's right on the cusp of your district there. Is it, would it, I guess it doesn't matter if your business is in your district. Is it a conflict or anything?
Mm-mm, not at all. It's actually, this process, it's actually better that my business is in Caledonia. So there's no conflict of interest as I'm making any decisions for the city of Racine. We're in Caledonia. We do our own thing over there. Yeah. So there's no conflict at all.
How does Caledonia handle? They don't have aldermen there, do they?
No, they have, I forget what they call them. I should know.
They don't bother you, though, do they?
What?
They don't bother you, do they?
No. Shout out to Caledonia. I'm a huge fan of Caledonia. They treat everyone who's in charge there treats the business very well. We hope that we're very good tenants in Caledonia. Big fans.
My wife worked for the police department there for years, Caledonia Police PD. She was the head of the police union, and she was also... worked dispatch out there from Caledonia Police Department for years. Every time we pass through Husher, a little town of Husher that's about a block long, we always say the police department there. And the fire department was right next door, too. It's kind of compact in Caledonia. You were talking about DPW before. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I give Christmas cards, gift cards to those guys. People say, well, they're just picking up garbage. Do you want to do that? Mm-hmm. Think about the days before they had someone picking up garbage. You had to schlep your own garbage to the dump every time. And trust me, these guys do a great job. And it's a thankless job. What I can't understand is when people clean out their homes, and I saw this just yesterday on 16th Street, they clean up and they don't pack it away. They don't take all the furniture and all the broken pieces away. They just throw it on their curb and say, here, you take it. You pick it up piece by piece. Mm-hmm. Now, they do it. I know they do it because I see them do it. First of all, you're supposed to have a red tag on it in receipt. And they just throw it out there. How unfeeling and uncaring can you do? Just throw your garbage out. Put it in a bag, tie it up, make it easy. These guys have hundreds and hundreds of homes to do every day. And they don't have to pick up your garbage laying there on the side of the street just in little pieces and so forth.
It's a respect thing, and respecting others and respecting those around you and respect who is essentially working for you. This is, your taxes, they're working for you. That's respect. And I'm going to say my little piece about recycling as well. So as folks are seeing, increase in certain fees and things like that, the less you recycle, the more it costs the city, which eventually will end up costing the taxpayer. I mean, it's a true thing. I mean, so the things that are not recycled, the city has to pay for them getting reorganized and dispersed and things like that. So fees go up and up because they have to pay for that happening. I mean, and I never really thought about it. I've always tried to, since grade school, the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. I've always tried to do my best at that. But once I really learned what that process is and what goes into it, now I'm like, do you recycle? Are you recycling well enough? This is really important for everyone. I'm that person.
Well, as a kid, there was no such thing as recycling. I mean, everything went into one garbage pan and you threw it out. When I lived in Brown Deer, they started recycling bins. But they were like little carry bins you took out to the curb. They weren't like the big, nice ones you have now. Mm-hmm. Little carry bins out there. And I was using it as a planter. And my neighbor said, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? It's a planter.
Good size for a planter.
Yeah. And so he said, no, that's recycling. Let me show you what you're supposed to be putting in there. And He did, and I've been recycling ever since, and my wife is really a stickler on it. Wait, you put that in the garbage bin. Let's get that little thing at the bottom. It's the you move it over to the recycling bin. And now I do it. And I would love to see how the actual process of recycling works. Because there's so much stuff in there. I mean, is there somebody at a conveyor belt? Is a machine that does it? They can't, because people put non-recyclable items in there, so they got to be separated. I'd love to go see a video. Maybe I'll look it up on YouTube, a recycling plant, see actually how they do that. I know Mayor Dickert was pretty big on recycling and water and all these things. He was very big on that. I was never, until I got married, it didn't bother me if I was recycling or not. I said, well, the earth is going to be, when it's done with me, it's going to shake it off, and that's going to be the end of it.
I bet a lot of things didn't bother you before you were married. I had to.
You're probably right. And one last thing about garbage, I hate the same garbage man, but my mother, there's a Freudian slip, my mother she worked for the county in New York where I lived. And she worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs, but right next door was, you know, the people in charge, the county executive and so forth. And she said, my son's just getting out of high school. He'd like a job. What do you have? And he said, well, I can get him on a garbage truck. And he can work all summer on the garbage truck. I said, well, that sounds good. I like that. So how do I drive the truck? And the guy said, whoa. You're 18 years old. You're not driving anything. You're picking up the cans. This one, you had those big cans. They weren't automatic. You had to lift them up and put them in there. And you know, now they have one person running the whole thing. They lift it up because it's all automatic, but it wasn't automatic back then. And he said, get some steel-toed shoes because you don't want anything falling on your feet and breaking your toes. Get this strap to wear across your waist and everything, you know, for lifting up cans. I said, this sounds like a lot of work, especially on hot days. I don't know if I want to do this. And just a few days before I was going to start on August, this was August 2nd. I was supposed to start like August 5th. I got a call from a radio station. Did you want this job as janitor at the radio station? Yes.
Yeah.
I was 18 years old. So instead of picking up garbage in the streets, I picked up garbage for the people I worked for at the radio station, which a lot easier.
Yeah. And hopefully there was air conditioning.
Yeah. So I worked at a radio station picking up garbage. It was a lot easier than picking it up off the street. Okay. So if you have a wish list now for your district, 15th district, you have a wish list. You can have anything you want. Money's no object. What would you wish for?
What would I wish for? In my district, I would just wish for world peace and great weather. In my district, I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy, Jerry. We have a really lovely park, the Vidian, Cheska Park. I call it the VC Park, and Parks Department, Tom has done an excellent job with the improvements to that park. We have new playground equipment. There's a couple pieces that are just used more than other, like we're saying, like in a good way, used more than others. Kids are really enjoying it. But if I were to have all the money in the world, I would completely revamp that park. But not saying that it's not great as it is, because I really like how it is right now. I think it's really pretty. And it's cute, and it's in a great area, and I love the new equipment. But I would put in, and Jer, this is for you, pickleball courts, tennis courts,
what
a baseball
diamond. What is
pickleball? What is pickleball? Do you live in a rock?
Under one.
I changed the term myself. Actually, I did it. My girls did. But
so I heard of it, and I think I know what it is.
It's like baby tennis. I shouldn't say baby because that
so
is
the,
condescending.
So the net
it's
is smaller. On the ground.
Yeah, so it's basically tennis in a smaller court and with smaller rackets.
Why is it pickleball? Why is there a pickle
in there? Why is it called
the
pickleball? Yeah. I have no clue.
They're not hitting pickles across.
No, if they did, I might play. No, that's a joke. I'm a tennis player. So
you want a better park, a bigger park?
Just more of a park. I think the park's great as it is, but a really, really bomb park, you know, something that would be a showstopper for the district. But, you know, Jerstedt is getting revamped, which I think that is going to bring a lot of positivity to the students and to the neighborhood with that construction. I'll be glad when it's done because I can smell the asphalt. Like as they're doing construction, like the noise and the trucks don't really bother me.
I love the smell of asphalt in the morning.
The smell, because I live basically like across the street. And it's so the smell, like I was like, oof, don't care for that. But I really like that. I would say if money, regardless of money being an object or not, the number one thing, and I share this part of my district with District 5, North and Charles Street, I would love for the parking to be pushed back because I think that intersection is very dangerous. But other than that, not a whole heck of a lot.
If I had my druthers and I had a district, all new roads. I love traveling on a fresh road. When you get by the zoo on Main Street, it's all new.
Yes.
And you're going from...
I would go for all new roads if we didn't have to deal with the construction of all new roads. If we could just go, bloop, zap, here's a new road, I'd be all about it.
I wish that let's close down the entire United States for 2 weeks.
And just... New roads.
That way you don't have to reroute anything. Just re-asphalt the entire United
States. Let's call it COVID for roads. We'll just shut down. Everyone stays in their homes. And then we all get new roads. Kind of what we say in Wisconsin. It's either winter or construction season, right?
So when are you up for re-election again?
That would be spring of this year. Or next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah, spring of next year.
Well, thank you for coming in, Corey. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This is great.
What a live wire you are. Very happy, and smiley.
And so early in the morning.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Corey Sebastian is your 15th district alderman, and also the owner, co-owner of Sebastian's Restaurant on Douglas Avenue. I wish you much success in the restaurant and